It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Each week we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, publisher of Inside Michigan Politics, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken and Susan, the state has announced that the city of Flint will be switching back to Detroit Water in an effort to again provide safe drinking water for its residents. Now, the price tag attached to that switch is $12 million, and it's expected to happen in the next couple of weeks. You know, Susan, one of the big frustrations we've been hearing in our coverage of this issue is from Flint residents about how this issue was managed by state and local leadership. But we have to point out the fact that this switch was made to using Flint River water under emergency management. So what are the implications of that?
This is ultimately going to be hashed out in the courts. There will be lawsuits. You have terrified parents whose children have lead levels that are completely unacceptable. You know, you've already had Aaron Brockovich poking around this. There will be many lawyers willing to donate their services, and that will be a fundamental question. Is the state ultimately liable since this decision was made by an emergency manager? I'm not an attorney, but I would think the state would be vulnerable.
Ken, this doesn't look good for the state. What are they doing to move forward and regain the confidence of residents in Flint and other people in the state who are concerned about this issue?
Well, the state has to get on top of this issue immediately, and they're trying to do that, even with a press conference just recently held, but because there's questions as to whether or not they were over the last year and a half. But on a larger issue, I doubt that the state is ready for all the political and policy repercussions of what happened in Flint, because it's no longer a Flint issue. It's a state issue. I can't imagine why not every parent in the state or every school system wouldn't be looking at its water supply and under pressure to test it, just in the concern that there are problems there as there are in Flint. I think the state's going to be inundated with that. And then there is this issue that you've raised, and that is, well, if you have the state emergency manager making that decision, does the state own that decision? And what about the long-term impact of the kids that, you know, have been drinking this water, and who's responsible for that? So I'm not sure the state's ready for this, and what was a Flint story is now a huge, big state issue and will be for, I think, years to come.
Susan, a partnership has formed to pay for the cost of switching Flint back to Detroit Water. This is a $12 million price tag, and that's formed between the state, the city of Flint, and the C.S. Mott Foundation. We know it's been a budget priority for Governor Snyder to move money into the state's rainy day fund to cover emergencies. Susan, wouldn't this qualify as an emergency? Why are we having to reach out to foundations to help support this effort?
Well, I would certainly think that when you're talking about poisoned children, it would constitute an emergency. However, you do have a legislature that may be reluctant to spend more money on what it considers to be a failed city. That's just the political reality of this. And clearly, this is something that Governor Snyder looked into and decided that the best way to accomplish this was to get outside funding.
In terms of moving forward, what do you think the state needs to do?
I think that Rick Snyder should stand up and admit that the state has made a big mistake here. Obviously, let's give people the benefit of the doubt that when the decision was made to switch over to Flint water, river water, that everyone thought it would be safe. But there has been evidence compiled for a while that it was not. And this was something that his administration was very combative about and denied there was a problem. There's an interview with Michigan Radio back in July where DEQ spokesman Brad Werfel is saying, absolutely, the water is safe. We now know unequivocally that that was false. There are children who are getting sick who might be dying because of this. He needs to own this crisis and really rely on scientific evidence to make sure that everything is done to make sure that the residents of Flint and everywhere else are safe.
Ken, your thoughts?
Oh, I think it's going to quickly become and is a defining issue for the administration and I think to some extent for the legislature. And there will be immediate policy changes, one being the requirement to test all schools for water quality, which isn't done today.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.